Tom. Who else we got in the studio?
Got Toby the guy senpai.
I'm very upset that Tom's now the guy doing intros. I thought we were taking turns. Tom has done it multiple times.
Oh, but no, Taff.
I don't want to make it a thing.
No, Taff, because first of all, Taff, after the first one I did, you said, Tom, do the intro. Yeah? Second time. Then the third time, you
what
just
about
looked.
You,
the third time.
What about Toby? What
Taff,
about me?
The third time, you just looked at me expecting me
what
to do
it. What if Woma wants to do the intro?
No, I don't want to do it.
Anyway, who else we got in the studio? We got Toby. We got.
Well, Toby has his AKs.
We got T8. I don't. We got T-A-F-A-R right there. We got my guy, Mo Bo Largy. And we got a special guest in the studio today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
You Woma. Jane. AKA is pending, still trying to figure it out.
Okay. Now the real intro. With your host, Who's Taff, AKA the champion, AKA the Saint Laurent Don, joined with a special guest today, Iwoma.
Iwoma would be a good shot.
Because she's at you. Just a bit of context. We're not saying ooh at a woman's the one that says ooh at man.
Oh my God.
Just to let you man know. Just a bit of context.
Don't you not ever feel that feeling at the back of your neck like someone's watching you?
Yeah.
And the hair stand up?
Yeah.
That's ASMR.
Huh?
That's the feeling.
I was going to say Spidey sense. Wait. Oh.
That's the feeling.
Have you ever gotten that from watching a video?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
And then it goes down your spine as well.
Yeah.
Wait, what audio YouTube. Do you listen to that triggers
YouTube?
That?
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, I listen to loads. I listen to tapping. My favorite is tapping. Yeah.
And that has the whole sensation of the hair standing.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
And it's like, it's the mixture of the whispering and the visual triggers as well. They call triggers.
Oh.
I'm probably like professional in this.
Okay, break down ASMR then. Like what was your first
okay,
ASMR?
Okay,
yeah,
okay, so I started watching ASMR before it was even ASMR. Like,
oh, so you set the trend?
Ooh. I'm not saying I set it,
She was ahead of the trend. That guy, my guy.
You were the founder. No.
So basically, what was I doing? I was watching a video. I was watching a video on Instagram, you know those little short clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then it was this girl brushing her hair. And then I felt like very relaxed. It was weird. I was like, wow, this is really relaxing. So then I went on YouTube.
Oh my
and
God.
I typed it, girl brushing her hair. And then you know how YouTube just takes you down the whole.
Yeah, we've talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've sunk down the
YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Hey, you only need to taste crack once to be addicted, fam.
Oh my God.
That's true. Like, she watched that one Instagram video and then that sent her down the hole. Mm-hmm. Like, and then that video, did that trigger the tingly hairs up?
No, it didn't at first. I was just like, I just felt calm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm,
nice. And then the more I started watching it. And at first I was like, this is weird. Because obviously no one else, like I said, I watched it before it was ASMR.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, this is weird. I felt a bit, embarrassed. Yeah. Like, this is very embarrassing. Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah.
But then, like, later on, you know, people started getting, you know, what's the word?
Like, you saw the traction and you saw it trending, basically.
Yeah, so, you know.
So pretty much, what you're saying is, like, you're the soldier boy of ASMR.
Oh,
soldier
boy. Like, you
stole
there.
My whole flow. Tell me, man.
Okay, what's the most extreme ASMR, like, where someone's gone to great lengths to create this little sound? Because I've seen the turtle eating food.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it's an ASMR for turtle
dogs
eating.
Those ones, I don't really tend to watch those
A dog
ones.
Eating?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
dogs
Christ.
Eating.
Dogs are the most
They do
role creature.
Plays as well, and some of the role plays, I can't lie, are a bit sexual, so, I don't
the
know.
The what?
Some of the what?
Role they plays. Do role plays.
Oh,
I know that's just the path that I don't. I just stick to the basic tapping.
Yeah, you know, you don't not to fall into that. Hole.
Yeah,
no,
it's going to a different
community.
Category.
ASMR be like that sometimes.
Jesus,
true.
I just found the internet.
But I was very intrigued by the turtle eating carrots and watermelon. It was weird. But like you said, the dog eating dogs to me are. Have you seen the Garfield cartoon?
Yeah.
You know the dog where it's like its tongue's always out, it's just very stupid.
Yeah.
Like, dogs have not been portrayed very well by the media, so to me, dogs are just dumb. So a dog eating is just Like, it's just
actually
messy.
Not like that, you know.
What, they eat
is,
calmly?
No, it is sometimes, but like, it depends what they're eating.
Bed and stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh.
It's actually not that bad.
Oh, man, fair enough.
You know, I was going through the list of our episodes, yeah?
Yeah.
And I saw, like, we did the heartbreak episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just out of curiosity, do you man have any stories about you being on the other end?
Of what, breaking the heart?
You broke their heart.
I'm asking if you man have been on the opposite end.
And woman.
Had a woman.
No, because we didn't episode about heartbreaks and like kind of
how do you
when our hearts were smushed. Yeah. So I'm just I was asking.
Oh my god. I wanna add an eula ad lib. You know how Tom has the wow one? I'm gonna do Tom aka wow. And then it was just gonna be like, yeah.
No, but so have you man really ever been on the opposite end? The breaker.
Who wants to start, man?
You know, let's go clockwise. Toby, you start.
That's anti-clockwise.
That's clockwise. You start, and then this is the next person.
Oh, sorry, that's anti-clockwise. Toby, you start. I asked the question, so.
Oh, dealers left. What's wrong with you?
Toby's on my right, but okay.
This is crap, man. Anyway, have I broken the girl's heart? Yes, I have. What do you want the specific?
Tell us story time, bro.
Okay. I can think of one, like just off the top of my head. I'll think it's too disrespectful saying it on here because I wouldn't mention any names. But pretty much, so me and this girl, like we were seeing for a bit. It wasn't that long the time. Like we started off as friends, and then we sort of agreed, like, cool, we're not going to do anything, and then things happened. And this was like within the span of a week, and then things were just progressing like kind of fast. We sort of had that talk, like, where do you see this going? And we're just like, okay, cool, go with the flow. So it never reached a point where I was like, okay, like, we're established, it's this serious. Then one time, I went on a spontaneous night out. I wasn't expecting to, and turns out she did as well, and we ended up in the same club. She was already wasted. I went sober. So she was, like, coming up, like, trying to get my attention, like, try to dance with me, essentially. I wasn't feeling it, because I was like, still sober, like, not feeling it. Then, like, she just kept, like, throwing herself there. I was like, not feeling it. And she could tell, like, I wasn't on it like that. And then she asked, like, oh, what's up? And I said nothing. Then she said, like, oh, do you like me or do you not? And obviously, I should have thought about this, but me being honest, I said, no, I don't. The fact that you guys laughed is very disrespectful.
That was poor. That was poor form, but you're talking toxic.
Then I said, though, obviously there's a time and place for everything, but I had to be honest anyway. I could have chose to lie, but it was kind of bad. But yeah, then the rest of the night was essentially just me trying to talk to her. Obviously, she was still drunk, so nothing was really rendering through. And then the next day, we just talked it out, and then did the things there.
Did she get emotional at all, or was she quite...
She cried.
Damn.
Yes.
That's tough.
And what did you do?
But that's not your fault.
It is his fault. She cried because of
heartbreak. It's still a heartbreak.
But you didn't like her. Like, what's he supposed to do?
And they did agree beforehand that it wasn't adapting. So it's really not his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't emotionally responsible, so.
Yeah, like, we had the talk of, like seeing where things go, but we ended up with, like, just going with the flow, but it was never, like, a proper serious thing. So when you're then, like, approached, like, do you like me or not? And you just get shook.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah, I've broken hearts.
A lot of heartbreaks.
Plural.
No, two.
Woma, your turn.
You broke two hearts.
I haven't broken.
One. Only one, but today's not the day to discuss the heartbreak.
The heartbreak? Still not even a brief overview. I won't prod.
Okay. I'll give you a very brief overview. I ruined. I made her hate me, which I think is tough to make someone hate you. Ooh. Hate is a strong word.
Yeah.
Now people don't use that quite a lot, so I made her hate me. But
Was it on purpose or was it just because you were looking out for you?
Now I'm just a clown. Like, I was a clown anyway. I'm not like that now.
This in the past?
So in the past, of
quite
course.
Quite a bit. Well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've grown since then. I've developed. I just didn't consider other people's feelings the same way I did mine.
You're just listening to Future on full blast.
No, no, no. That's you. Care. That was you earlier this year.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, you tried it. You tried it. So I just had to remind you. No, I just had a very short-sighted view of how you should like take people's other like feelings into account. So yeah, that led to me making her hate me. But she doesn't hate me any longer, so it's alright.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What are you two like now?
We're friends.
That's good.
That's great, yeah.
Mm.
Just friends.
Why are you looking at me like that, Tom?
I was looking at Mo.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me.
That's a guilty conscience. Anyway, next, a warmer.
It's not.
A
guilty conscience.
Warmer,
a.k.a. Yuck.
How many because you said me
too? If I'm going to be honest, I don't think I have.
That's first of all, what do you call cap? Because cap. You saw my situation not being heartbreak. So there are probably many similar scenarios.
Yeah. Okay, so a rejection well. Then.
Yeah, rejection counts.
Yeah, well, then. Okay, have you ever rejected?
Harsh rejection.
No, I'm not harsh with any rejection.
Well, first.
Doesn't have to be harsh to hit the guy hard.
So have you been talking to someone on a level and then you rejected them?
No.
Has someone ever been friends with you, then caught feelings, and you reject them?
That's heartbreak.
No. Surely it has.
Wait,
no, man, that's crazy.
Capping.
I'm not cupping.
I feel like bro, this mic will come off now and she'll start naming names.
okay, yes, okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Oh, are you still friends with the person?
Yeah.
Okay.
In case they're listening, fair enough.
I mean,
Mo's friends with this person who he mentioned.
Yes, anyway, Toby, we're not no longer on me.
This happened in the second year of uni. Again, it was just a talking stage. On my side, it wasn't anything that deep. I communicated that from the start.
Mm.
It was never anything that deep.
Tom, I have a question for you. Do you think that's because the reason you didn't want to take it any further is because she wasn't really what you wanted or who you wanted? Maybe there was somebody else that you really desired that you just couldn't have.
This is in second year.
Second year.
Second year.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh, so.
Okay, so. I'm gonna fucking kill you, bro.
I was just.
Anyway. What you did to me was.
I'm just Toby? Backing. I'm just.
Why
backing
are you not? Why are you not asking him these questions?
Because I've barely even started the story. Like I barely because for me it wasn't that deep. But yeah, this was in second year. I communicated that it was never anything that deep from the start. She expressed feelings for me quite early on. Then I gave her an out. I was like, you can stop all this right now. She said, nah, so it's all good. I understand if you don't feel the same way, but it's blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So we continued.
Okay, I have a question about this, Tom. So if that were to happen now, would you, you would talk in a talking stage of a girl and she expressed that she had feelings for you and you didn't, would you still give her an out? Or would you just cut from the thing completely?
No, I would cut. I've learned my lesson.
You'd cut, okay.
I've learned my lesson.
Your lesson, and what did you learn?
I'll finish the story then.
Go ahead.
So, one day we were at a pub. I think we watched it. We went to go watch a rugby match.
Very romantic. What, you're a Peaky Blinder? What are you doing at a pub?
We were watching a rugby match.
Oh, okay.
So
go on.
That's
how I think people talk in pubs.
No, we're at a pub and we're watching a rugby match. So this girl, I think we were drinking at this point. I was a bit tipsy. I wasn't in full grasp of all my facilities at this point. So this girl, I think we were just talking, it was during halftime. Then she decided to say, I think I love you. Then I let out a giggle. By accident. Because again, I wasn't completely sober.
Okay.
I stopped myself immediately. Hence why I say I've learned my lesson and I wouldn't do this again because I had to let that girl down. I am now blocked.
You laughed at her face, Tom.
I giggled.
You laughed. She said she loved you. She laughed. You laughed at her face.
That's worse than saying ew.
That is worse than saying ew.
I won't lie, that is true.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. She wasn't emotionally responsible.
Tom, let's do the roll because
put this down.
This episode is about toxicity, being toxic, and that's from both males and females. But when it comes to like when I was just in my own situation, and when I look back on my own past, it's easy to say, oh, they did this and they did that, as well as acknowledging your own failures. But I think it's always important to truly understand that despite what they did, what you did was trash regardless, if it was trash. So
no, the thing is, yes.
Despite her being emotionally,
no. The thing is, I have done trash things. I'm able to say it. I'm not when I'm having that conversation today, but I'm able to admit when I am being trash. Okay, in this situation, I was responsible. Actually, on more than one occasion, I did give her an hour. I was like, "Yo, are you good? Because if you're out here, really catch your feelings, we're gonna have to cut it off."
Okay.
She said,
"Wait, what was your relationship question. With this woman? Was she your friend?
We were friends at first."
Oh, and was it like a talking stage thing?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
But so my question to you is, did you give her an out for yourself or did you give an out for her?
An out was a no. Doesn't matter about my
intention. Doesn't matter about your
okay,
intention.
Okay, it kind of does. You wouldn't give someone you want around an out.
No, it doesn't. No,
for no me, what I meant by that question.
Because the thing is, Mo, a lot of things, the one thing I value for myself within a relationship is peace of mind. If I sense something is going to cause me stress, I'd want to avoid that situation, regardless of who else was involved. But the way this girl presented herself before, she wasn't a very kind of high-maintenance girl, and she was more logically centred than emotionally centred. So I actually generally thought she would be okay. If she was emotionally centred, maybe I would have taken a different course of action. But she seemed to have switched up later on and became a lot more emotionally centred.
I don't think what you didn't perceive is that the longer she was in the talking stage of you and after she developed feelings, then of course you're going to switch from more logic to...
Yeah, because like at first, when she said she liked me at first, I was like, right, there's like deep feelings or... No, she says not that deep. We're just... I'm like, I'm not really trying to have a girlfriend. So she said it wasn't that deep, so I didn't think it was that deep. Up until this love
first
you
mistake. Don't believe them.
Up until this love you came out and punched me to the face.
It's always that deep.
Then it was all mad. But you know, I giggled because she knew, I talked to her the day after, she knew I wasn't so completely sober. It's not like I said ooh to her, a warmer.
Was it like a nervous giggle or like face. A like what kind of giggle was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, was it
you
like
know,
one of taps?
Do you know that ones what no, do you know that ones when you're in class?
Yeah.
Do you know that ones do you know that ones when you're in class and you're like and you're not meant to be laughing. But your friend does something to make you laugh, so you kind of let out a giggle and cover your mouth.
Mm.
It was one of them.
To someone's face, fam.
That's kind of rude still, Tom. I don't think you know that. But yeah, would you say you feel bad, though, for...
giggling, yeah.
No, just the whole situation. How it ended.
I don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad?
Mm-mm.
Wow, okay. Wow. Do you feel bad, Mo? For your situation?
Yes, I do feel like that's something I've thought about quite a lot. But then it's... At the same time, I don't want to be that person that, I don't know, becomes a victim of something that they created themselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying like
yeah,
victim
so,
of, I mean, are you bad? Do you feel bad for your
Yeah,
actions?
I always do feel bad for the pain that I caused anyone in my life. So, but you just have to accept that you did it. You can't change the past. And it's more about how you move forward, choose to address them and future people in the
And whether you can reconcile or not.
Yeah.
I said whether they can reconcile or not. By reconcile, I don't mean going back to what you were before.
Whether or not I feel bad, I do feel bad for the simple fact that I let someone down. However, I couldn't, you know, at the same time put myself in a situation that I knew I couldn't 100% commit to.
That's okay.
A woman. Do you feel bad like you... Were there any signs that you should have seen but didn't?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of time you won't know up until they say it. Then you look back and a lot of things start to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
So do you feel bad for like not noticing when you should have or...
Well, that's not my fault though.
Yo, energy.
Do you know what...
That's that nigga's fault.
It's not my fault.
That nigga's
Jhené Iwoma.
That's the thing. Oh my god.
Iwoma.
Until you say it to me, I'm not gonna, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that
because is then I could be thinking, oh yeah, this guy's feeling me, but he's not feeling me.
But do you never think like feelings are implied?
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Because not everyone's love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah,
some people show rather than say. So do you ever not think like feelings are implied?
No.
No.
That's never happened to me.
All right, guys, so if you're trying to chip to a woman,
oh my gosh,
make sure you cannot say that shit outright, because she don't care if you buy her Louis Vuitton bag. If you don't say that shit, it don't count.
Yeah.
So don't hit her in the DMs too, fam. That's a long queue. You have to
You
know them Sky messages.
Oh. They can hit the DMs, just like...
All I'm saying, her message requests are full, so... You give us some time until she clears them out.
Yeah. And also make sure to check yourself as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at yourself before you look at her, fam.
Yeah.
Be realistic.
Yeah, the reason why I asked, like...
That's true. Be realistic. Yeah, That's the word.
Because, like, if you think that your personality bends enough to chase a woman, go for it. But if you start some character development to go, then we move.
Yeah. But the reason why I asked if everyone feels bad for... the heartbreak.
Oh shit, Tom, we didn't ask you. Did you feel bad?
Wait, yeah, you did ask him.
Wait, did we ask him?
Alright, let's just say.
Okay, so what just happened in the past, like 3 minutes, wait, guys. Is that Toby's been like talked over like 3 times. It was 2 times at first, and then he finally got it.
I interrupted because of what you said. Tom, you're a fool.
Toby's trying to close this episode nicely, you know, round up everything in a neat bonnet, and you're interrupting.
Yeah, I was actually gonna say the reason why I asked if everyone felt bad is due to the fact that you have some people who genuinely don't feel bad at all for the actions they cause. If anything, they get a little bit of a thrill out of it.
Jesus Christ. God forbid. No, you do. Woman.
Oh, it's not me.
Oh, I'm God. Not saying
that could be your AKA, you know.
Janae Woman.
I'm not AKA, not
saying your names, but now they'll blatantly know the damage you're doing, but they just don't care. They just carry on wreaking havoc.
Because
so.
No one else's feelings care, matter but their own.
Hey, that's how fuckboys are made, apparently. They get fucked over once or twice, and then it's like, see the world burn, fam.
It's open season, my guy.
Yeah. Same. That's how fuck people are made, isn't it? You just get... Well, if you get violated, if your trust gets violated, you don't trust anyone, or you don't let anyone get too close, so you're just going around making other people feel your pain, innit? Because hurt people, bars.
No, we don't need click.
We used that before as well.
Hurt people.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I've heard it from you before.
No, but not on recording.
I've heard it before, but not from him.
Yeah, it's a popular saying.
Yeah.
I didn't claim it as an original mode. That's what you're saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but I don't know, I just want to say, like, I find it mad that obviously you do get people who don't show any remorse somewhat in relationships and, like, just like, obviously, we have the people who cheat, and I'm not backing cheating, but obviously, some situations are like circumstantial. Then you get the people who just blatantly cheat, like, they show no remorse.
Jesus Christ.
They're telling them that that partner is, well, the person who they're cheating on with is like, I don't know, family member or some shit they're going to visit. So, like, I don't know. Like, do you guys know anyone, like, personally that's like that, or if you reach out to someone that's like that?
But I think we have a couple friends,
or
like
just
that,
toxic too. In Ooh. General
toxic friends.
We have a couple toxic friends, to be fair.
I mean, you don't say we, don't speak for the rest of us.
I'm standing by my statement. I said we.
Okay, Tom, I don't know what Tom's talking about, but personally I don't know anyone that's cheated, because I feel like a cheater isn't, unless you the only way someone can feel comfortable enough to say that is if he's also or they're also surrounded by people that cheat. Mm. Otherwise, you're most likely going to keep it to yourself if you know that you're surrounded by people who disapprove of that behavior. So I can't imagine someone just coming up to me personally being like, yeah, fam, so I just cheated. Or them even bringing up like, yeah, so I cheated on her. Lol, look at how dumb she is. Like, I can't imagine anyone saying that to me anyway.
We're not friends. We don't have friends that boast about it, but we have friends that have...
Tom, how are these people?
We have friends that have made mistakes in the past when it comes to relationships.
That's cheated. And do I know them?
Anyway, let's continue.
Oh, Tom, you can't just say these things. And
Tom, are you sure there are people who made mistakes or purposely do it?
I really hope they made mistakes, but I'm pretty sure they made mistakes.
Yeah, mad. I don't know. Yeah, to me, like, I don't know, I sort of wanted to like dwell into the mindset of people who do that, but we don't really have a very good sample of people who do.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone wants to speak up now, then you can, but no.
A cheater, yeah. Or someone who's cheated.
And not even like cheating, just which in, one like, do someone think? Who doesn't respect.
Hold on.
Wait, isn't a cheater someone that is
cheating? Yeah, someone that's cheating. Actively.
Actively cheating.
That,
who knows anyone that's actively cheating? I don't know.
I don't know. No, I don't. That's what I'm asking. Like, what does it mean? Because he asked.
Not even like just in the category of cheater. Like, I'm used to ask examples of people who just like don't care about relationships, like toxic people. Like,
oh, I've known. Toxic. Yeah, I was dating someone like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
But not to me. After me, but not because of me.
Well, wait. Can we have clarity?
Yeah.
Woman, whose heart did you break?
I know.
I feel like a woman's talking about a fuckboy's origin story, and you're the one that caused it. So what's going on?
No, I never caused it. This is just the way this guy was. You know, guys have this period of time where they want to just be, you know, wandering. Eyes are wandering everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was dating someone like that.
Looking at any which.
Hopefully, I don't think he cheated on me. I mean, I don't think he did.
If you found out recently. If he cheated on you, would you still care?
No.
Or would you not confront
this
him?
This was like in the past.
But
yeah.
Like, what? How did you know that he was like that, though? Or
because he did it to other girls. Hmm? He did it to other girls.
Like, after you or before you?
Both. So that's what I'm thinking. Did he do it to me? But I don't think he did.
Yeah. Well, was he just like normal with you? Like,
people say that, like, people who, like my friends and people who are around say that he treated me better than other girls. So. But I don't know what happens in closed doors, so he could have cheated on me.
Yeah.
So to this day, I don't know. But
cheater just walking around, fam.
And you guys know who it is, but I'm not going
to. Oh, don't do that.
That's what we don't like. I don't like finding out. I know something, but you're not going to give me the specific details.
I know who it is.
Should I drop hints? Oh,
No, we can't. We can't. I'd rather not.
I'd rather remain ignorant.
Yeah, let's not expose anyone, yeah.
Yeah, this is not what we represent. We do not represent cheaters and the exposure of cheaters. If they are exposed, it's because of their own stupidity and incompetence at being a cheater.
If you're going to cheat, at least be good at it.
I'm not going to lie. In my opinion,
you need to be of a certain IQ to cheat.
Do you think girls are better cheaters than boys?
Well, you think girls are better?
No, I'm asking. Do you guys know? Because girls never get caught.
The way she said that, girls never get caught. What do you mean?
She sounds like she's saying it from experience, guys.
I'm not saying it from experience. I'm just saying usually girls never get caught.
I feel like it's sticky.
So is it like girls cheat more, but we don't get caught, or boys cheat more?
I think girls are just smarter with it, to be fair.
I think girls are smarter, but at the same time, if a guy's going to do it to a girl, girls get blinded by emotion. Like, I want to say a lot more than guys, but I may be wrong, but they do get blinded by emotion a lot. So even though it could be blatantly obvious to like the average person that, oh, this guy's clearly cheating on you, she'll let the emotions get the better of her and be like, no, he's not. And then the guy gets away. But yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a sticky one to say who is a better cheater. I think girls are, but guys have the advantage of girls being blinded by emotion.
I'm not going to lie. I think that, I think girls do cheat more. It's just the fact that girls are capable of getting out of sticky situations a lot better than guys.
No, you know why? Because girls cry.
That's what I'm saying. They're able to manipulate. Yeah. They're able to use their emotions to manipulate a guy. Yeah.
From young, like, if a girl wants to get away with stuff, she's most likely going to cry.
Mm.
Like, and then once you go, and then does all that ugly
crying.
I mean,
these are broad strokes you guys are painting, you know.
They are broad strokes, but they paint an accurate picture.
I'm not cursing what you have said just now. Nah.
No, it's true. Like, if a girl cries, like, unless she can only play that card so many times till you obviously start seeing the pattern. But if she's fucked up majorly, if she starts doing the waterworks, you're most likely going to like give in or give her some leeway and have sympathy. Mm.
But how would she even get out of the situation of you caught her cheating or you suspect her cheating?
If you suspect her of cheating, that's when crying helps. If you catch her cheating, crying doesn't help.
But how she still be manipulated though?
That's the thing. I don't think you actually suspect girls cheating.
No, you could.
Oh, you don't even get to that stage though.
Okay.
No, because if you suspect him, that's the waterworks shut that down. Because it's just, oh, what do you mean? Da, 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 da. You start crying, you don't trust me. Da, 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 da. Like, crying is very effective in that situation. If you're caught, you're caught, fam. There's no crying your way out of being caught.
Depends who you're with. Because if your partner never cries and they start crying since you accuse them of that, surely that just seems even more suspect.
No. If they're crying because you accuse them, it's an accusation. You haven't caught them. Because caught would be like, your friend catches them at a party and they're snapping and they see them with other people. That's them being caught.
Yeah.
Straight. And then for me, an accusation is just like, you're suspecting that you're like, oh, your behavior's out the blue. I'm seeing random guys that I don't know. Who are these guys? You're getting text messages from people I don't know. Da, 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 da. You know, so you're in your mind, you're building a case and then you'll come out and be like, so are you cheating on me because this, this and that? So then, if they cry in that situation,
yeah, true.
Like, I feel they have the advantage of crying because...
No, but then if they're crying, that means that they're committing it.
That's what I think as well.
No, because really, girls cry to, like, say that they're so offended that you could ever accuse them of something like that.
No.
I mean, tears come out when you're seriously emotional, so... Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd cry if I was accused of cheating.
Exactly, like, I don't think I would cry.
But then some girls might actually feel like that. Like, the, oh, do you not trust me thing might actually come into play.
Oh, like, the lack of trust.
Really. Yeah, like, imagine if you came with all these, like, a whole, like, book of evidence, to say that she cheated, and it turns out she didn't cheat. You're a clown, and you've upset her. Look how much effort you put into, building a case that she cheated, and then she comes and says she didn't. There's no proof at the end of the day, and she actually didn't cheat. Then you've just... Like, why did all that effort you put into building evidence? Why didn't you go just ask it straight up? Sometimes it's just about communicating so that it doesn't get to that point in the first place.
Yeah. Mad. Do I find it mad that, like, even with that, a lot of people don't want to take the risk, really, to even confront their partner about, like, cheating? Because even if you're wrong or right, the relationship takes a massive hit there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Fam, without trust you don't have anything, innit? Like,
that's true.
If you can't trust your partner, it's the relationship's pretty much finished.
Yeah,
it's all finished.
Yeah,
because there'll always be that question in the back of your mind when they leave. You know, if they're going to work, are they really going to work? Like, every action now comes under question after that little slip up, no matter how small.
That's why I don't get, like, when I see a few couples who are always having to, like, pester the partner about, where you at, where you've been, or just, like, showing that it's clear that there's a lack of trust, and it's like, what is this relationship, like, what's even building off now, like, it just seems...
Yeah.
It's going nowhere, man.
It's toxic on both sides at that point, then.
Yeah.
Like, neither of them are letting, like, just get out of the relationship. Yeah.
This has been Sliders Podcast. I've been your host, who is Taff. Baby Bluto, Baby Future, aka the champion. We've had a special guest in the building. We've had Janae Ew Womer, the ASMR lover.
Check yourself before you check her.
Oh.
That's a nice intro.
Yeah.
That's a nice intro for you.
AKA Miss Look At You, Look At Me, Look At You, Look At Me, and Ask Yourself Again.
Nice. You've got Toby the Guy Senpai.
You got your bud Tom.
You've also had Mo, AKA the Wild Card. Make sure to follow on Sides Pod.
This has been Sliders Podcast. Sliding out.
Fuck yourself.